The Constant Gardener, written by John Le Carré and read by Michael Jaston.
The Woodrows lived in a suburban house of quarried stone and leaded mock Tudor windows, one of a colony set in large English gardens in the exclusive hilltop suburb of Mortega, a stone's throw from the Mortega Club and the British High Commissioner's residence, and the ample residences of ambassadors from countries you may never have heard of till you ride the closely guarded avenues and spot their nameplates planted among warnings in Kiswahili of dangerous dogs. In the wake of the bomb attack on Nairobi's US embassy, the Foreign Office had supplied all staff of Woodrow's rank and upwards with crash-proof iron front gates, and these were conscientiously manned day and night by shifts of exuberant Baluya and their many friends and relatives. Round the garden's perimeter, the same inspired minds had provided an electrified fence, crowned with coils of razor wire and intruder lights that blazed all night. In Mortega, there is a pecking order about protection, as there is about many other things. The humblest houses have broken bottles on stone walls, middle rankers razor wire. But for diplomatic gentry, nothing less than iron gates, electric fences, window sensors, and intruder lights will secure their preservation. The Woodrow House stood three floors high. The two upper floors comprised what the security companies called a safe haven, protected by a folding steel screen on the first landing, to which the Woodrow parents alone had a key. And in the ground floor guest suite, which the Woodrows called the lower ground, because of the slope of the hillside, there was a screen on the garden side to protect the Woodrows from their servants. There were two rooms to the lower ground, both severe and white painted, and, with their barred windows and steel grills, distinctly prison-like. But Gloria, in anticipation of her guest's arrival, had decked them out with roses from the garden, and a reading light from Sandy's dressing room, and the staff television set and radio, because it would do them good to be without them for a change. It wasn't exactly five-star even then, she confided to her bosom friend Elena, English wife to a soft-palmed Greek official at the United Nations. But at least the poor man would have his aloneness, which everybody absolutely had to have when they lost someone else. And Gloria herself had been exactly the same when Mummy died, but then of course Tessa and Justin did have... Well, they did have an unconventional marriage, if one could call it that. Though, speaking for herself, Gloria had never doubted there was real fondness there, at least on Justin's side. Though what there was on Tessa's side, frankly, Elle, darling, God alone knows, because none of us ever will. To which Elena, much divorced and worldly wise where Gloria was neither, remarked, "Well, you just watch your sweet arse, honey. Freshly widowed playboys can be very raunchy."